Holding in Siman Tafrei Sadi Hey. So we did Sif Gimel. We did not finish the Mishaburas on Sif Gimel. So on the Mishaburas, Sif Katan Tezayan. Ermer Alanisim. So the halacha is that if the Suda started by day and continued into the nighttime, so you still say Alanisim in benching. Yesh Oibrim Da'afka Kishaloi Hispalal Arvisadayan. This halacha that a person will say Al Nisim in benching, even though it's already after Purim is over, it's all talking about that he did not interrupt the meal to Daven Ma'arif. Abba Mishi Hispalal Shuven Eno Oimer Al Nisim. So, this first opinion over here, which he says sends you to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes this Shita. If you're mafsik with Yadav Marav, you don't say Alanisim anymore. V'yeshamun the b'chol gavni armor, and some disagree. It's how you do say. So now, if a person davens Marav beforehand, before he benches, he's putting himself into a major dilemma. According to one sheet, you don't say Alanisim, means it's wrong to say Alanisim, it's not perm anymore. So you're not supposed to interrupt your benching with a tefillah which doesn't belong there. According to some sheetahs, you're mechuyev to say it. So by davening ma'ariv, you are creating a problem. So the best thing to do is, and the way the Rambam says this, is to bench before you daven ma'ariv to avoid the issue totally. Okay. A person wants to maintain the regular minyan. So I guess this was a problem that they had by Motzei Purim. Like everybody said, listen, we don't want to daven ma'ariv till we finish the meal and bench first. We don't want to finish the meal yet because you want to miss the meal. So we'll daven ma'ariv later. So it ends up that the regular minyan, which davened earlier, is going to become a bottle. So if you want to find a way to maintain the regular kavias of the minyan, which davens earlier on by this man, so nira. So here's the answer: Mishagias his man balayla. When the time comes for Marav, so then you wear berachas amazon, we are malanisim. So you'll bench and you say alanisim. Rielach the basic kinesis lispal, and you'll go and you'll daven. So what's with the Simchas Purim? You can come back after Marav and continue to celebrate. It's not Purim anymore. The mitzvah b'simchas b'shnei yamim. We said that there is a mitzvah even on the other day, the day which we don't keep, to try and be mesameach more than usual. So there is an element of simcha which applies to Shushan Purim also. So you're not losing out by benching first and then davening Ma'ariv and then coming back and continuing to celebrate. There is what to celebrate afterwards also. Right. That was the the Shartzian and Sivkot and Dalad talked about this in Yin. Because the Mr. Burad said if you make the Suda going into the night of the 15th, on the night of the 15th, it's too late. And he brings on Prima Gadon, the Belel Tezvav Ein Mechuyev Lecho, V'yar Metesva Mechuyev Lecho Ksas. There's no chiyuv by nighttime. There is somewhat of a chiyuv to eat something by daytime on Shushan Purim. I will pass the man, the Omer, the Be'idin, and Tzarek Kim B'yayim Medal, the Yerush Tess of the Krochim. But washing that you're not mechuyev to do on Leil Tess, on Leil Tess, well, for sure not. Or Yerush Tess, well, it's only out of, for people which are B'nai Yerush, it's only on the 14th. So being Sameach right now means not there's no din of inyan of a suda. Okay. Then the Ramah said that that the minhag is kesvar b'shana that we do say. Even if we didn't have a marav, the mechaber brought two opinions. Even if we did not have a marav, the mechaber brought two opinions. Whether you say it when the suda continues into the nighttime, whether you say it or not, the minhag is that we do say it. But in this scenario, if a person forgot al nisim, which we brought before machloek, is whether you have to go back. But a case where he's benching, it's already the night of the 15th. Since there are some shittas which hold you're not machloek to say it at all, obviously you would not go back if you forgot it. Okay. Sif Dalit. So there's a famous halachic myth that, you know, that I'm sure you've heard somewhere along your travels, that there has to be two different brachas, right? So it's clearly a halachic myth, because the Mechaber says chayav lishlach lechaber shtei monas baser, or shal mini achalim. You can send two different portions of meat, and that's your two monas. As far as I know, the bracha on both of them is going to be shahakol. Right, so the bracha is going to be shahakol on either one of the monos. Obviously, the main point is it's two portions, two monos, two portions of food. So there's no requirement; it has to be different brachas. I don't really know where that story started from. I can't really feel like where they something you could figure out, like what they misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what they misinterpreted. You know, I've never seen it written down. You know. In writing, but everybody's heard about it. So it has to be two portions of meat, or of other types of food, and you give it to one person, lechaveira. Shenemar umishlach manos ish re'eyu. So manos is plural, ish re'eyu is to singular. Shtei manos leish echad. So two portions to one person. The more you do, the more you're increasing friendship and love between members of Klal Yisrael. So that's a good thing. He may know he doesn't have enough to send to somebody else, and he does have food for himself. So the eitz is machlef im chaveri. You switch your meals. And you'll be yotze your shalach monos by giving your meal to somebody else. And I'll be yotze by giving it to you. Zeh sholech lezeh sudosoy, bezeh sholech lezeh sudosoy, kelakayim u'mishlech monos yisrayeyu. So you'll fulfill mishlech monos by switching meals. Hagav yesh lishloach monos b'yom v'lo b'laylo. It has to take place by day. You can't do shalach monos the night before. If I send it to somebody and the person doesn't want it, or the person's moichel, so yotze, I fulfilled mine. I sent it. The person chose not to accept it. That's his business. And Shabur is going to bring that some people argue on this.
And see, it's part of that. The mitzvah is
shivuach. Send it. Right. So you're right. I mean, the chara. But you know, the other hand, we understand that the simple understanding of the pasuk doesn't mean descending. It means that you're giving it to somebody else, because we know that you don't. It doesn't have to be done through a sheikh. You can give it directly. The main thing is the giving. So giving really requires two parties. I have to give, and you have to accept. You didn't accept. I didn't give. I mean, I gave. I didn't really give until you finally accept.
So you're implying, I think, that leaving it at the door is not acceptable then?
No, because we assume the person probably would want it, so that's called I gave. The question which we did have, let's say, is if I leave it at a person's door, he doesn't come home until after the, you know, they left They went to Baltimore for the Suda. They did not come back all night. By the time they come back, it's after Purim already. So it's very obvious. If I leave it and a person shows up an hour later and takes it in, so I gave it, he received. But if he doesn't receive it until afterwards, so you say, well, you know, Kinyan Chatzar, his Chatzar is kinder for him. Which we would assume that works, but there are some people who raise that question. You want to make sure the person gets it on Purim. Both of these mitzvahs apply to women just like they apply to men. With the women should send to women, men should send to men. A man should not send to a woman. A man might send to a woman who's an amana. Questionable, maybe he meant intent to give her something to mekadesh her. So that's by mishloach manos. We're not worried about that. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, like, what's the difference? Okay. Does the Mishnah Berurah yudches lishloach? So you have to send. So first point of the Berurah is this sending. What exactly does it mean to send? So b'shuvas binyan siyun, that's the Aruch Lanier. He asks this question: Is the requirement bedafka that it has to be done on yedei shliach, or can it be done directly? I can give it directly. Name of the bein and dafka yedei shliach is ayin shom. That's the question which the binyan siyun raises, that maybe there is a real requirement of shlichus. So Ayin Shom, that the Maisi says that, you know, it does not seem to be brought in halacha that there's a requirement of shlichus. So we're telling that we would assume the person is Yotze. Even without shlichus. So Tumenech Olam will be gotten with Shardarim. It has to be food, it can't be clothing, it can't be other types of items. Fine. Now, when I say food, what about drink? What did the mashka sharper the sharper dummy? Drink is fine. This is a mugan of rum. You should know that there are some people. There are some poskim who argue with the Mishnah Berurah and Mechriya that mashka is acceptable. The shtei b'chal achilu. Can tzagi be'echad oichol be'echad mashka, and so you can send one food and one drink. Fine. It has to be edible. It has to be ready to eat. It can't be something which you still have to cook raw meat. A portion means it's ready to eat. Sending him raw meat is not called a portion. But the yeshar and the kimish shochah, but really special miyad is shori. It's something if it's ready to cook right away, you know, the person could mamash put it up and eat it, you know, very soon thereafter. That's also called you sent them a portion. So that's a machloikus, whether that's acceptable or not. So you have to send shtei monos, two portions. Aniyim hikpidu liten the shnei aniyim. So the mitzvah is to give matanos levi aniyim to two people. The mitzvah lechalik. But this mitzvah of giving to a person who's not an ani, giving him mishloach manos, giving to one person is sufficient. Okay, let's take a look at the Bir Halacha over here just before I go right to Mishnah Berurah. So Bir Halacha chayav lishloach lechaveiro. Achayonim v'chich min yerusham edim shaleach le'osher davar pochus en yotze b'zeh mishloach manos. The chayonim brings from the yerushalmi that it has to be fitting to the individual that you're sending to. So if I sent a very chashur person, you know, the joke in yeshiva was a raisin and a peanut, you know, right? It's not a mono, it's not a portion. So the definition of a mono, like, I mean, we think of it, just even the word mono, I mean, a portion means, you know, something of significance. doesn't mean a very minimal amount. So if I say, but Yerushalmi says that it has to be befitting according to the one who's receiving it. The recipient of it has to say that he feels he got a portion. So I said somebody who's more well off, he normally eats larger amounts. I can't send them a small amount. There's a Baruch HaShulchan who says, another end of the spectrum, that he says that it has to be according to the level of the giver. So even if I'm sending it to an Ani, but if I'm a chasher person, an Ani expects more from me also. An Ani giving to an Ani, the size of the portion will be different than an usher giving to an Ani, what the expectation would be. So that's also required. So it has to be according to the erich of the nosen and the makabel. So the peanut and the raisin option is not a good option.
Not a good option for everybody.
It's not a good option for anybody, right? But a little box of raisins might make sense for a 13-year-old kid. Could feed what they have. That's called giving a mana. You know, for an adult, that's not what it's about. Okay. There's an interesting question which the person handle says ish the re'ehu. So what's the definition of re'ehu? The definition of re'ehu is up for grabs, because we normally know the word re'ehu means re'echa b'mitzvah. So it means to be sent to a non-from person, are you not yotze because he's not called your re'ehu? At the other end, you wouldn't call your Rebbe your Reya, so maybe you're not Yotze. The Sheet was told you're not Yotze if you give it to a Rebbe, because he's not your compatriot, he's somebody a level above. So you switch the meals. So then even if the final result is you go eat by the person, so it means you end up eating the food that you gave him. Right? So Reuven gives to Shimon, Reuven takes his meal and gives it to Shimon. Shimon takes his meal and gives it to Reuven. Then Reuven says, you know what, I'll join you for the meal. So Shimon says, no problem, here, I'll give you my food. So what is he giving him? He's giving him the food that he received from Reuven. So Reuven ends up eating his own food. The Maaseh, he was Yotze. Fine. So, interesting question which comes up is, let's say I'm a guest at your house. Can I take the portion you gave me and use it for shalach monos? So, what's the type of bialos? What ownership does the guest have on the food that is given to him? Can he basically, you know, pack up the food and take it with him? So Baruch HaMan Yeshiva, so that would be a more common issue. Baruch HaMan Yeshiva, can they take the portion of food that they receive for the meal and give it to somebody else? Maybe it's a shalach manas. Well, then if they have no other money, they want to be yetzer with that. So so they quote from Riyash held that you could do that. He said that once you have a heter achilah, that's enough to be able to do shalchmanas. The shalchmanas b'yayim, v'hudin matanas b'yayim, they both have to be done by day. Im lo yishekayim mitzvah d'shiluch manas l'ish echad u'mitanas b'shnei b'yayim b'yayim, enaf g'inim ma'ashu roitza l'hoitza b'yayim b'layla. If you've done your main mitzvah, you want to continue giving later on as the day goes on, even after nightfall, the next day, until the eight, you know, the more the merrier. But that doesn't, you know, because the mitzvah was done.
But the Yadi would probably use the gift to buy the food on Purim itself, so it might be more convenient for him to have it the day before. So why the restriction?
It's an interesting question. See, there's a famous Shiloh what is the mechloikas to the Chumash Sedeshin and the Menorah Halevi? What is the logic behind the mitzvah of Sholach Manos? Is the mitzvah because to make sure that everybody has food for the day, or is the mitzvah in order to just a way to generate friendship between people by giving each other portions? So if it's in order to generate friendship, so then the mitzvah was on the day of Purim to generate friendship. I give to you, give to me, we give to everybody else, etc. So that's clearly to that day. If it was the main kavanah was to make sure that they had food for the meal, so they would give a mona. Right, mona means that's why most places can hold it has to be ready to eat. So I'm giving you. I think one of the most enjoyable shalach manos I used to get when I was a person used to give me a deli sandwich and a pickle. And sometimes during the day I would sit down and eat. You know, I was hungry. I'd eat the deli sandwich and have a pickle. Mm-hmm. Like that was shalach manos. You know, I was like done. It was used on Purim. You know, so it was ready to go and it was ready to eat. Then I can choose to use it or not use it. So, but that's why the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah was for the purpose of the meal, but since it's ready to eat, you don't have to prepare it. You're right. If somebody had to prepare, you would have to give it. It would make sense to give it beforehand.
No, so, well, we talk about
matanos abyonim.
Are we talking about food or money? Are we
talking
about
money?
Oh,
matanos abyonim is money, right?
Right. So that's why
you'd be better. No, I'm talking about mishloach
monos. No, that I understand.
Right. Matanos abyonim. So we spoke about you weren't back in the shir yet. We spoke about is the main mitzvah. There's a deal in the shloach kodesh. It says that when you say the shechiyonah by day, Magen Rambam quotes the shloach kodesh. When you say the shechiyonah by day. For Ashkenazim, we'll say Shechiyonah by day. You have in mind for the other mitzvahs of Yom. So he says. So it's obviously you have in mind for Mikra Megillah because that's what you're saying it on. You also have in mind for the meal, Sudas Purim, Mishalach Manos, and Matanos Avyonim. That's how the Shloach Kodesh says it. The Magen Avraham, when he quotes it, and the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the Magen Avraham, he says you should have in mind for. The Kriya Megillah, the meal, and Sholach Manos. It doesn't mention Matanos Avyonim. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes it, he says Matanos Avyonim, Mishloach Manos, and Sudas Purim. He says all three. So, but there's a machlokes whether you have in mind for Matanos Avyonim or not. So what's the machlokes? So there is a machlokes on Matanos Avyonim also. What is the logic behind the mitzvah? One of the logic behind the mitzvah is it's a mitzvah stalker. The same way you have mitzvah stalker the whole year, you have mitzvah stalker on Purim. But whereas the whole year, you're not mechuyev to seek out an ani. If an ani comes, you have to give him. We're on Purim, you're mechuyev to seek out an ani and give it to an ani. But really, it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. So there's no shechiyonah. It's not a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah stalker which I had the day before. So obviously that's Mishnah Berurah seems to learn like that. So it's regular mitzvah stalker. It's not specifically Purim-dik in the sense of we're focusing on the needs of Purim, etc. Alternatively, it was a mitzvah which Chazal Masaka to give in order to make sure that Ani has on Purim. So then you're right. Theoretically, we should give it earlier in the day at least that he should be able to use the money to get what he needs. Okay. So that's the person that refuses it. Or Moicholoi. So the Ramah says, Hareni ki ilu hiskabalti. So Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah means that he says to the person, I consider it as if I accepted it. So what's this Hareni ki ilu hiskabalti concept? There's a Maga Mishnah. Hilchos Malvo Loiva. That Hareni ki iskabalti is not a mechila in the classes on being mechila. It's mamish. It's considered a halacha till the person received the money. I'm considering it as if I received the money. So I'm cheshbening even like I'm giving, returning the money to you. It's done as if I accepted it and I gave it back. As opposed to being mechila. So that makes sense. For sure, that makes sense. The nice situation over here. So the chiddush over here is. he doesn't want to be mechabel it, or he's moichel tim. So moichel tim, whatever saying means, he says, I say the words Zerenu Kili's Kabalt. You should know, I consider this if I received it, I just have 12 months. You know what, do me a favor, just keep it. I'll cheshmet by you as if I received it. Okay. But the first case was the person refuses it, so the Ramah says, Yotzu, Chavdalad. Chichavish chalak al zeh, chedach samserver, besimin chuf tzadim vav, metamei al zeh. So the Pichadish and the Chassam Sofer and Chubas find this difficult to understand why you would be Yotze. So if the purpose is creating a friendship, so the Chassam Sofer says, I hear, the Maisa, I did mine. I said it to you, I even indicated I want to be friendly with you. I've generated friendship. I've done my due diligence. But if the purpose was to make Chazal instituted this mitzvah to make sure everybody has what they need for the meal, if you don't accept it, I didn't do that. I didn't set it in, I didn't guarantee that you have what you need for the meal. But that was my responsibility to make sure you have what you need for the meal. So how would I be yotze? That's the some service question.
What does the yotze take care of that?
Not Davka, who said this was an oni. Chazal instituted Mishloach Manos, according to this explanation, to make sure everybody has Sorchei Suda. So without getting involved in oni or usher, etc. So by doing so, if that's the mitzvah, I didn't do that. The Maisa, there's the Levush, when he says this halacha, he seems to say, he says the purpose of the, is to guarantee the Sorchei Suda. So still, you're going to the Maisa person is Michael. The person says, I haven't, what he's saying is, I don't feel I need it. So I've done mine. I took my, I was responsible enough to make sure that you have what you need by giving it to you, and you refused it by saying, you don't need it. Okay. So that's enough to say you're Yotze. So the woman is chayiv in the mitzvah of a shalach manos and mitzvah of yanim, just like a man. Shekula nahoya boy sanes. The women were also part of the nes. Shechahili smayach l'sameach leiv yanim. So she also has to celebrate and make other people happy. You see, ukimu mekibla yehudim. We got menashim mekhlal. All of klai shall accept. It means the women also. So now it comes. So that. So they're chayiv. Zot Mr. Bura, because I'm gonna rumble or reach in his harm, I don't see women giving. Maybe the talacha only applies to a woman who doesn't have a husband. A woman who has a husband. We could argue Baal or Mashalech Bishalo, the husband will consent for her and be yotze and be moitzi her with the mitzvah. L'kama noshim, mikomokam yesh lahachmer. So the Mr. Bura says, even though we could argue that that's true. That is the pshat. So you're sending it to many different people. So one will count for him, one will count for her, one will count for the kids, because the kids weren't giving either necessarily. And, the family would give, which means the owner of the family, the husband, was really giving, but he was giving for the family. So that counts for the wife and it counts for the kids. But the Maisi says, Yesh Lahachmer. So the definition of Yesh Lahachmer means it would be proper that the woman would have her own items and she would send them, she would be able to send them herself. So she has to acquire something from her husband that should be hers to give. And then she would give it. That's true by Machtan Zavyonim and by Shalach Monis. Now, so the minhag is the man to man, a woman to woman. The man shouldn't send to a woman because he sends to an almana. There's a situation of suffering kedushin. But he says it only applies to shalach manos, not to matanos avyanim. So what's the difference? I don't know. He's giving her money by matanos avyanim. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that in the standard procedure of the marriage, there is a process of kedushin, of being mekadosher, and there's also a process of giving her what's called sivlonos, which are presents. The manas would look like the presents. Sheyamru shezel sivloinus shachre kedusha. They were sent after the kedusha. If he sent her this nice big, gift basket over here, maybe it means that he married her already. So we have to be concerned that maybe there's a step one to the story. This is step two. There was a marriage done with Adam, and so we're going to be confused. So just don't send the women. We don't want to create any type of a question in this whole area.
Didn't the kedushin have already happened? aren't the Sivlonos post Kiddushin?
Exactly. So we're seeing this man sending this big, big gift basket to the woman, and we're saying, wow, probably must have been the Kiddushin. So we're going to raise the question about possibility of Kiddushin over here.
I thought there was Kiddushin already, and Sivlonos comes after Kiddushin.
We don't know. We just see the man coming to the woman with this big gift basket, the Shalach Manas. So the people say, it must have been. Why is he bringing this gift basket? It must have been he married her.
So Kiddushin already happened. And these are Sivlonos.
That's what people will say.
So the man married. So
that's what we're afraid of. That we're generating this type of a problem, that people are going to now have questions about what the status of this woman is. So where are the Edom? Rashi says, Mishnah Berurah says, Edom with Nedel. The Edom are not here. We're right. We don't have the Edom. The Edom are not available. He says, therefore, if that's the concern, giving money is not a problem. In Lachish, that the Zel Havi Bimos, Matos of Edom, you give with money. With Lekel Amechash of Sivlonos, you don't give money for Sivlonos. So that's not what we're worried about. And that you can control. Don't give it in front of two items. Don't say right, because that's just leak. So that we're not worried about. We're not worried about making a mistake with the money. Right? Because that is taking place in front of us. You'll do it properly. The problem is the Sivlonos, we're going to say there was something which took place which we didn't see. Well, once we're filling in the theoretical story, we could fill it in however we want, which might be wrong. You might give her food. I feel him less than the Evian Michael, even if you give it to a poor person food, who derech stock of eno derech Sivlonos. It's a different type of a message. You give a person who's impoverished, you give him food, then you're sending a gift basket to a kosher as a seminar friendship. It's a different type of interaction. So they aren't worried about that being interpreted as Sivlonos. Okay. Okay. Let's at least get touch on your tough rate study of Dine has bit of a time as a CS Malacha reporter. Poor Mutab CS Malacha. The more actually says that there was a conversation that they wanted to be Kaveya Purim as a day which is also to do work. And that they wanted to do that, but the Maisa Chazal were not conveying that, and Purim is Mutam and Messias Malacha. However, Mamakam Shinago Shalalasis, but if the people undertook not to do Malacha, they undertook the Schumra of not doing Malacha in Purim, and I said, you should not do. The Ramah is Nagu B'chavakam Shalalasis. The meaning became not to do Malacha. Mishabura will say that we're talking about specifically malacha as opposed to business that's mutter. If a person does do malacha, even though it's mutter, and roisim and bracha, the oisa malacha. However, the benefit of that work will not be something which will generate bracha. So therefore, the suggestion what to do with that is money which you receive for that type of situation, which is not simen bracha. If you can differentiate on the money, you should use it for tzedakah or mitzvah. Therefore, it doesn't need; it'll generate its own bracha through the mitzvah. Whereas if I want to use the money for my own personal usage, it's not going to be good for me because it's not bracha that commits money. However, the exception over here that you're allowed to do on Purim is the reason why malacha is usher because it detracts from the simcha. Elihu binyan shal simcha. If I do a malacha which the malacha itself generates simcha, for example, building a binyan shal simcha going base chasus livnoi. So a person, his son is getting married, he's busy building the house where his son's going to move into and have where to live, etc. So he's like, you know, that's a beautiful thing. He's excited about that. It generates happiness to him. It was like a garden which was used for not for vegetables but more for just for pleasure. So he's making this beautiful place to go and have a shade and a place to stroll, etc. So that's enjoyable, the shori. Doing malacha for mitzvah purposes is mutter. Very list of piskei halacha is to write down halacha. Okay, mutter lasis afila malachas gemura is the tzarek purim. Whatever you need to do for purim, obviously is going to be mutter. Okay. So the mishnah berurah mutter says malacha. Da'avu gav l'ksiv mishnah v'simcha v'yom tov. So if you look at the psukim, so there's this interesting connection in the psukim that Mordechai and Esther sent it to them. Let me get the lashon of the pasuk. Just 1 second.
With the plan of making it the day of Mishnah and Yom Tov, it says kibul they're makabel hamzav only mentioned Mishnah Basim, but also mentioned Yom Tov, which means that was the shock of Atarya. Between them was they wanted them to do what even Yom Tov. The Maisa didn't do that. Let's read the pasuk.
Okay, Yehudim Aprozim. Oysim as Yimei Arbaosu the Chodesh Asur. Simcha Mishnah B'Yom Tov. Mishnah Chumos Yisrael. That's Pasuk Yutes. Vayitur Mordechai is Kodur Me'elo. Vishasur Mekol Yehudim. Nekayem Aleihem Lios Oysim. To celebrate these days. Kayem Mishnah Chumos Yehudim Me'yavehem Chodesh Asur. And Lasos Yisum. You may mister besimcha mishlamech manos Yisrael matzlas avionim. So here it doesn't mention it. The first pasuk mentions simcha mister yomtiv and mishlech manos. Second pasuk says four things. Mentions mister besimcha mishlech manos and matzlas avionim. Doesn't mention yomtiv. So the original intention was to have yomtiv, but the ma'isa when he sent it. The Yehudim were makabel that which were makabel was mishter v'simcha and mishloach manos and matanos of yadim, but not yomtiv. So there's no iser of yomtiv on the day. Kamakam lo kibul aleim lasus yomtiv. Again, Arkan said, "Noga mi'atam beis malacha mishloach lasus." See, even though mitzad ikur din of the yomtiv, there's no iser malacha. They were not makabel that. There were people, there were places which undertook not to do malacha on that time. And that was a kabbalah which that individual place made. So that's what we can discuss now. There's a different minigam makam. So minig is not to do, then ain't no issue you can't do. But by the akum, sure, even you can't do, but they didn't ask them, the minig was that the people themselves wouldn't do. So the Sharetzion points out that the same. So it's along the lines of the same way you have a person who needs new malacha because he doesn't know what to eat. Who then the shelo malacha the shor lasses malacha at least for big day chaveri rov biskar because the simcha huloi. So here the malacha is not detracting from the simcha. The malacha by working and getting paid, it's adding to a simcha. Now he has what to eat. So in that situation, it wouldn't make sense that there would be an Isser Malacha. The Rambam says, nowadays, Arminig is B'chol Malkim Shalom La'asos, U'Pekmatiyam Mutter, Shesim Chiloi. Again, but the Malacha, they limited, but doing business, and you're making money, so people see that, and they're happy with that.
So that means, person can go to a non-Malacha type of employee, can go to work on Purim?
Correct, but it's not because it's not. There's no simon bracha. Right. Now the Sharetzion points out Gimel. Because of Rimagadon, the call davar shahayil by hefsed shori, the call davar simcha mutter b'purim. you know, anything which the potential be hefsed, so by doing it, I'm preventing the hefsed, that's also an element of simcha. So a person has a job which he's worried about the stability of his job if he takes off too many days. So generating the stability in his mind is also an element of simcha. That's framed in Allah as a dvar hefsed. I'm afraid I'll lose my job because of it. So dvar hefsed is mutter. So that generates simcha. But he doesn't get simon bracha. So the Beis Yosef says means mama should push it doesn't develop. Doesn't generate benefits. So you'll plant, it'll basically give back. Theoretically, in that scenario, give back what you put in. So I plant a bushel, get back a bushel. You know, normally, you don't plant a bushel, get a bushel. You plant a bushel to make 10 bushels.
But that's the mechaber, isn't it?
The mechaber is saying, and a matzmiach. The bushel doesn't grow. You end up with it, you lose.
But the Morgan Abram is saying, you know, mafsid. Isn't planting a bushel but getting back less than a bushel?
No, you plant a bushel, you get a bushel. No, you plant a bushel. Yeah, I don't take a bushel of seeds and put in the ground to get back a bushel. Right? I plant a bushel to get back 10 bushels.
So you're breaking even with the work. You may as well not do the work.
Right, so it's Enoros and Brocha. That's what it means. It's not the upset you're going to lose, because then the loss of Enoros and Brocha is not correct. You're not going to lose, but you're not going to gain. So why am I doing this? But the case where the hefset is obvious, so you gain that. However, binyan shel simcha, a malacha of simcha is mutter. Binyan shel simcha, for example, beis chasas lebenoi, oi hey or avarniki shel malacha. Shenotim l'tzeil l'sefer b'tzeil. They generate this type of they plant like trees to have shade, to have a for. To have a pleasant place to go, and do malacha lechad mitzvahs mutter. For example, writing piskei halachas, upshatei hamikra, writing down pshat that you learn Torah, and you figure out pshat in something, is mutter. Vizgerah shalom, writing a letter to somebody, so therefore which generates friendship between people. So that's also a mitzvah. Umaskeres chavis. A person wants to write down to keep track of his debt. Because that's important that a person should keep track of his debt. It's also called some elements. It's not in the Purim, but it's considered it's significant enough a person should do that. When they asked malacha over here, they meant nothing which really. Now I could turn a light. Right, it says in one sense Purim, I'm allowed to turn on the light. Maybe it's not seven brach, turn on the light. We're not talking about those type of malachas which need minimal effort. The point is that you shouldn't get involved in these things and therefore detract from Simchas Purim. You know, Purim is a great time. I'm busy writing over all my Chedush HaTorah for the last 3 months and I haven't a chance to write. So I'll sit on Purim, there's no shir, and I can sit and learn the whole day. So that's not the idea. The Simchas Purim. So maybe from, you know, that's fine. Megillah mutter litta b'purim. A person is permitted to write a Megillah on Purim. So what does it mean? Does it mean he's writing it to use it on Purim? So that's we understand that's obviously mutter because you can't say that this malach is detracting from Purim. Adarabah, now you'll have a Megillah to read for Purim. Let's say I want to write a Megillah for next year, just for Purim, for next year. But meanwhile, I'm writing about the story. So is that mutter? That's not so clear whether that's mutter or not. Okay, it's 8:34. Let's hold you here. Okay. Very good. Yeshukach. Thank you.